Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In major cities up and down the East Coast, gas stations are running out of fuel. It is a result of the cyber hack on the Colonial Pipeline, which moves fuel from Texas to New Jersey. The pipeline is still shut down, and now half of gas stations in Atlanta have run dry. A quarter in North Carolina are out of fuel. Our digital producer, Serena McMahon, is on a road trip in Asheville, North Carolina. And she was out late last night trying to find an open pump. She spoke with a driver from California named Mackie Velage, who wasn't sure how to make it back to Chapel Hill, over 200 miles away.
And I didn't think anything of it because I didn't hear about it in California. But we heard on the news that there was no gas today. And we went to 10 different stations and we still haven't been able to find anything until today.
Oh, boy. Let's bring in Seth Kaplan, Here and Now's transportation analyst. Seth, welcome.
Good to be here, Peter.
So as we just heard, cities starting to groan under the weight of this pipeline hack. What are you seeing out there?
Well, it's in the southeast, as you mentioned, that things are toughest. Other parts of the country, you know, I'm sitting here in Pennsylvania, you have less impact. You have stations that do typically rely on that pipeline, but also with other sources. We heard from that person there in Asheville coming from California, didn't even know about it. Other places where there's impact, but it's more behind the scenes. Really the southeast where you hear those stories about lots of gas stations that simply don't have gas.
Is this panic buying sort of like the toilet paper shortages we saw early in the pandemic?
That is a lot of what this is. You know, believe it or not, even if you didn't have any supply issue, if all of a sudden all of us with cars ran out to fill up those cars at once on any day, there would be shortages just because that's the way the system works. You know, we just don't do that. It doesn't sound like a lot having to put 5 or 10 gallons in a car. But if everybody did it all at once, it would be a problem on any day. Just like if everybody suddenly, yeah, buys lots of toilet paper, it would be a problem on any day. And so that's what you get is the vicious cycle of this very real supply issue. You know, people aren't wrong that there's a problem. But then when they run out and buy more gas than they usually would, it really exacerbates it, especially in those places that are highly dependent on this pipeline.
Right. So what are the knock-on effects of this run on gas stations? What does it mean for, well, we heard what it meant for one tourist, but there's also truckers out there, city bus systems, a lot of commerce relying on this fuel.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have some public transportation systems in the southeast suspending certain bus routes, kind of having to pick and choose, you know, what's the very most essential service. We've heard that word so many times over this past year in other contexts, right? What's truly essential and having to make tough choices about basically who's not going to be able to get to work because their bus route is suspended. You mentioned truckers and logistical challenges, you know. A lot of logistics these days, Peter, based on what's called just-in-time inventory, right? Doing things, not building up a big inventory of anything. It's kind of buying what you need when you need it. And now, obviously, having to plan in a very different way that some of these companies haven't been used to doing in a long time.
Well, that pipeline was sort of important for jet fuel as well, wasn't it? What about the airline industry?
Indeed. That's one industry where, you know, you might think, Peter, that, of course, airlines would just always keep the planes as full as possible. But that's not how it works. You know, typically they put as much fuel on board as they need for the next flight, plus, of course, some extra for safety. You know, the idea is you don't want to put too much fuel onto a plane because then you weigh down the plane and it's actually inefficient to carry more fuel than you need. Now, very different, right? Now, if you're flying in a plane from somewhere where there is fuel, you're going to fill it up as much as possible. And even then, you might have to make adjustments like American Airlines is doing out of Charlotte, stopping some of its flights, long-haul flights to Honolulu and London in places like Dallas, Fort Worth, and Boston on their way to pick up more fuel because there just isn't enough fuel to fill up the plane to get to those destinations.
Wow. Well, Colonial Pipeline officials say they hope that they're going to get most of that pipeline back up by the end of the week. Gas prices in Georgia already up 11 cents. Governors are declaring states of emergencies and suspending gas taxes temporarily. How much worse do you think things are going to get before they get better?
Probably not a whole lot worse because, again, so much of the impact is just the panic buying that has already happened, right? So just as once people realize that there was going to be toilet paper at some point. Some of the problem just kind of went away by itself. If indeed things are getting better in terms of the very real supply issues by this weekend, I don't think this is something we're going to be thinking about long into the future, most of us. Now, the folks have to keep these systems secured. That's a different story. All kinds of lessons here to be learned, but we right. might be at least
what are those lessons?
A few days away. Yeah, well, just about the interoperability of these systems, right? I mean, there was an airline systems outage last month, Peter, that impacted dozens of airlines around the world. They couldn't sell airline tickets for several days. Some smaller airlines around the world. So that's how reliant these systems are on other systems. So it's going to matter to certain folks for a very long time to make sure that the rest of us don't have to worry about it very much in the future.
All right, Seth Kaplan. Here and Now's transportation analyst. Thanks very much. I hope you don't need to get gas in the Southeast anytime soon.
Exactly. Thank you, Peter.
All right.